Job chapter 13. Behold, my eye has seen everything. My ear has heard it and understood it. What you know, I know too. I am not inferior to you. But I would like to speak to the Almighty, and I desire to reason with God. But you are fabricators of falsehood. You are all physicians of no value. If only you would altogether keep silence, for it would be wisdom to you. Hear, I pray, my reasoning, and hearken to the contentions of my lips. Will you speak iniquitously to God, and speak deceitfully to him? Will you show partiality with him, or contend with God? Is it right that he should investigate you, or will you mock him as one mocks a man? He will certainly reprove you if you secretly show partiality. Will not his exalted position alarm you and his fear fall upon you? Your weighty sayings are proverbs of ashes. Your defences are defences of clay. Stop talking to me and I will speak. Then let come what may come on me. Why do I take my flesh in my teeth and put my life in my hands? Look, I do not expect him to kill me, but I will contend for my ways before him. He is also my salvation, for no profane person can come into his presence. Hear my words attentively, and heed my arguments in your ears. Look, I pray, I have set out my case. I know I shall be justified. Who is it who would contend with me? For if I now keep silence, I will expire. But avoid doing two things to me, then I need not be hidden from your presence. Remove your hand from me, and do not alarm me with your foreboding. Then call, and I will answer, or I will speak, and you can answer me. How many iniquities and sins have I committed? Make my transgression and my sin known to me. Why do you hide your face and consider me to be your enemy? Will you put fear into a leaf that is driven about? Or will you pursue dry chaff? For you indict me with bitter things, and you load on me the iniquities of my youth, putting my feet in the stocks, and watching all my paths closely, and imprinting a mark on the soles of my feet, each of which wastes away like rot, as a moth eats a garment.